Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Hey guys, this is Raven.
Hi guys, I'm Shrew.
The fuck is up? I'm Al.
We're swearing.
We are the first military spouse podcast.
Needing to be around other vets. That was hit me hard when I realized it. I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
You know, we're always around.
Spouse or vet, we're here.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And
we don't have the resources or we don't know. There's a lot of us that we can find out from.
If you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
We are not another military spouse / unconventional vet spouse.
I am fine.
Welcome to another episode of Not Another Military Spouse, brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse, here on DV Radio, WDVR. My name is Al. I am one of your hosts this evening. I'm here joined by my lovely Shrew. Say hi, Shrew.
Hey, guys.
Ooh. I'm wearing headphones today, so I sound like, I feel like I have more of a, like, a deeper voice right now. I'm like,
you do. You've got, like, a radio voice. I like
right?
it.
I'm like, I'm feeling it. Anyway, Raven should be joining us at some point during our lovely little hour here. But for now, Shrew, I want to know what the fuck you're drinking.
I just have a Coke right now. However, it told me to share a Coke with Ty. So if your name is Ty, cheers, I guess. I'm drinking this myself. You don't get any. What do you have, Al? I see coffee over there.
I have some lovely Keurig coffee. I don't know what brand it is. My mind is not working yet, even though it's well past the morning time. But yes, I do have some coffee and some water because we had a meetup yesterday, and as per usual, I drank more beers than I probably should have. And did I think of drinking water? No, I didn't. So
water's overrated. You'd be fine.
I know. Chappie says the same thing, and he actually drank a Powerade this morning. That's how I know, like, shit is real for him, if he drinks a fucking Powerade. That means, like, he's not going to drink a Monster, so he knows he has to drink something that's, like, somewhat good for him, but he won't drink it. Anyway, so let's jump right into the fucking shit here. So, it's been a few weeks since we recorded. What is making you mad, or what interesting stories have you had? I'm curious.
You know what? I'm going to throw my freaking printer out of the window. I hate printers so much. I don't understand. I hate them. So I went to print something the other day. And I print things maybe once every couple of months. So the fact that I have a printer at all is kind of dumb. But yeah, so I have ink in it, and it's whatever, and it's fine. And I go to print this thing because I'm like, oh, I'm going to make like a binder for our budget and like be an adult and really like line shit out. And my printer's like, haha, joke's on you, bitch. No black ink for you. So I'm like, okay, I'll go get more black ink. And I go to the store and I get more black ink. I get the wrong kind. So I go back to the store the next day to return it. And I get the right kind and I bring it home. Piece of shit still doesn't want to work. So I have a pile of paper on the floor of like half-ass printed stuff. You know, I'm a half-asser. I get it, but my printer can't be a half-asser. Like, that doesn't work.
No, printers are like machines that actually, they either do work or they don't work.
Yeah, they have one job.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, technically mine has like three, but I don't use the other functions.
Do you have like all like the whole like fax shit on yours and everything?
It's got like a scanner and something else. Probably, but I don't think it does the fax thing.
Oh, okay. I have one with the fax. Like, okay, so I've had a lot of, like, printer issues myself in my life. Like, the first time I came out to Colorado to see Chappie when he first got here, he needed, of course, being the procrastinator that he is, he decided that on the last few hours of my trip, that he needed to print something for work the next day. And he didn't have a printer. It was a holiday weekend, so he couldn't go like to the light or like anything on post. So he's like, all right, let's go to the PX, I'll buy a printer. Fine. So sure. The last 2 hours that I was in Colorado, we sat there and tried to figure out this fucking printer. And I was just so salty. I was like, if you don't fucking send that thing away, I'm never coming back here.
I'm gonna go off the space on your fucking printer.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. So So when I came out here, I was like, no, no, motherfucker. I'm going to bring a printer that I know works. And the bitch still doesn't fucking work.
I was like, going to say, it doesn't work, does it?
No, of course not. But like once in a while, I'll get it to print things out, but it'll print like the pages not in order or like some random color that I don't want. Or, like,
of course.
So printers can go fuck themselves. This has been a public service announcement from Shrew and Owl. Printers, fuck you. Bo, you told me I could curse, so here I am cursing.
Oh, we're allowed to curse? Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Well, this is gonna be fun.
I got permission from the boss man, so here we are. So anything else pissing you off this week? Any other exciting news going on in the life of Shrew?
No, I've been avoiding my adult responsibilities and napping a lot, so that's me. What about you?
Same. You know, by side note, I like would like to give you props for actually trying to be an adult and like organize things. The most like organization I have is one of those like shitty metal file things that my cats knock over every other day. So I'm like, oh, hi marriage certificate, hi bills, you're on the floor now. That's
probably they have a home. Day. They're in a place. But yeah,
I could see them. If I have to like sift through them, like I'll just sit on the ground and do that.
Yeah, you know where they are.
Exactly. But anyway, so what's going on in my life? Well, I'll start backwards and I'll work towards today. First of all, I want to give another big fuck you to Hale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it deserves it.
So, let's rewind like a week ago. Chappie and I are in bed, and I am not a normal person. I don't go to bed until like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. I sit on my phone like an asshole. And I
because your name is Owl, so you have to be a night owl.
Oh, that's very true.
But
that is very true. Wow. Everything is just coming full circle for me. It wow. Is. So I'm sitting awake. Chappie is asleep next to me. And all of a sudden I hear like on the door. And I like shake him. I was like, Chappie, someone's breaking into the fucking house. And he looked at me. He was like, what the fuck are you talking about? No one's breaking into the house, Owl. Go to sleep. So then I like try to go to sleep. And then like 10 minutes later, I hear like real loud. And I'm like, Chappie, fucking get up and go check the door. So he gets up and he checks. And of course it's hailing. And I do not have any experience in hailing. Zero.
Oh, really?
No.
It doesn't hail in Jersey?
No. I know hurricanes. I know wind. I know fucking rain. I know fucking thunder and lightning. Fine. Give it to me. Give me that flood, girl. And this is no shade. I'm not trying to make light of hurricanes. My life has been fucked up by hurricanes before, but I've never known Hale. I don't know her. I don't want to know their life.
Wait, I'm having like an epiphany right now. Like, it doesn't hail in other places.
I've never, ever, 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 ever in my life been in a hailstorm.
Did oh my God.
I mean, I knew it existed, but
it sounds like a thing in some like foreign area.
Yeah, I was like, do I live in Australia? There's bugs that are trying to kill me here. There's fucking rattlesnakes. Now there's hail. There was a tornado warning yesterday. I was like, get me the fuck out of here. I need a break from this damn state. So anyway, we're standing there. We watch the hailstorm. It's thundering. It's lightning. Whatever. We go back to bed. And I can kind of see our car from the window. So I'm like, okay, like things don't look that bad. So we walk out the next morning at 5 a.m. We see a couple like dents in the hood. And I'm like, just as I'm about to say, oh, at least it didn't hit the windshield. There were 4 fucking cracks all across the windshield.
Oh.
Like one, and if everyone kept asking like, oh, like in New Jersey, what's the size of the hail? Like, what was it like? I had a fucking soccer ball sized like target crack on the window. I think I sent you guys a picture.
Yeah,
you did. And I was just like, that's how fucking big it is. That is the size that I have.
Oh my God. Time.
Everyone kept saving it in their freezers. I was like, I don't want to see it. I don't ever want to see it get. I don't, no. I don't want to see her. So yeah, I mean, thankfully, like we probably got the least bit of damage in our neighborhood. Like everybody else's windshields were just like completely out. Didn't drive. Couldn't get a rental. Some houses were fucked. Like the hail went through the roof and like
I saw those pictures. That was crazy.
Yeah. Apparently it was the worst hailstorm in 20 years. Well, Colorado, why don't you get your shit together? Cause Owl's in town now and I'm not dealing with it. I'm done. So if you come around here again, I'm not gonna be a fucking happy camper. I'm just not.
That's fair. It sounds like Colorado is allergic to you.
I think it might be, honestly. Like, I'm going home for a couple weeks for block leave with Chappie, and I couldn't be more excited just to have a break from this fucking state. Like, I'm afraid this house in my car is gonna be just, like, completely destroyed just because Colorado's like, oh, this is what we're gonna do now. I did not expect any of this.
Don't go to Texas either, then, like, word of advice. Because we get hail and tornadoes and freezing rain and sleet. And all kinds of shit. You wouldn't like it there.
Oh, no.
That's a bad thing.
No. I mean, people all the time try to talk me into moving to Texas because Chappie and I are still trying to figure out, like, where we're going to land after he gets out of the military. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I would love to go back to New Jersey. It's just so damn expensive to live there. Like,
it is.
Like, it's a wonderful state, but it's just the property taxes. And I could go on and on, but no one really cares. Except for me. But
I can. Okay.
Yes. So that was my non-highlight of the week. But it's all taken care of. I actually, for once, I used the Fort Carson spouse page to my advantage.
Okay.
Someone recommended like a windshield guy to me. And I called him and I was like, this is a beautiful thing all of a sudden. Like, I'm suddenly not mad. I'm okay with it.
They can be super helpful sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, in between all the like bullshit and the drama and the like call outs, I made a post. I was like, thank you.
Hey.
I know. I was like, I don't talk on these pages, but I feel the need to say something today. Sorry, I'm drinking my coffee. I need the energy. I feel like I'm so low energy today. But otherwise, besides the hail situation, we actually had, she just left like maybe an hour ago. One of Disgruntled Vets admin, Nevermore, my sister, who is not really my blood related sister, but she may as well be. If she's listening to this, I just want to say, I miss you.
Baby, come back.
Literally, I'm like, why do you have to go? This isn't fair. But she got me through this last rotation. Like, she was the one that would message me before Unconventional, before anything came around. She would be the one that was like, Owl, did you eat today? Owl, did you have any social interaction in the past month? Did you go out besides working? No? Okay, you might want to do that. Otherwise, I'm going to come here and kick your ass. And I had only met her, like, one time. Like, we've literally just been internet friends for like probably 3 or 4 years now.
Friends are the best friends.
They are. And plot twist or spoiler alert, that's what we're fucking talking about today in our
segment. It is. Surprise.
Internet friends.
It's full circle again.
Woo!
Look at us go.
Shit. But yeah. In other news, Owl's been on a million job interviews. So that's been fun.
We're going to cross our fingers because they need to hire you.
I hope so. You know what's funny is I can't obviously disclose any places, but the other interview I told you guys about a few days back, they called me. And I have this weird luck where everything happens in twos, especially job offers. So I'm hoping that I'll get the second one soon. I don't know. No one besides you understands what I'm talking about. But if anyone's out there and listening, hopefully I hear by the time this show airs. But please send me some well wishes so I get a real job because
internet mojo or whatever.
Yes,
whatever the fuck it's called.
All the internet energy I can get, positive energy, not any trolls, please. Because yeah,
we ain't got time for that.
Hell no. Yeah. What else is going on? We got some
not
time.
A lot.
The page has been doing really well.
We've got so many new followers lately. It's amazing.
We do. And I keep feeling the need to like live stream. And I feel like our regular like people are like, okay, Al, we get it. This is what you're here for. We get it. But I'm like, there's so many new people that they need to like,
they need to
know the situation and know the deal. The other thing I want to shout out, and I'll be talking more about it, hopefully soon, is, well, actually two things. One, I'll let you talk about, but we are, well, hopefully by the time this airs, we'll have the winners all taken care of, but yeah, we are officially starting, to sell coffee, a UVS coffee through Fresh Press Coffee Company. He's a great guy. His name is Nicholas. He's actually based out of Texas. I forget where in Texas.
Copper's Cove.
Okay. Yeah. I know there's a bunch of like C words in town. I don't know. There's like Corpus Christi, or I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Am I pronouncing
that
wrong?
You said it right. You're good.
Oh, okay. Well, I know there's a lot of towns like that. Anyway, he's out of what Drew said, and he has a really great vision for his company. He actually just started selling in April, I think. But he wants to start hiring veterans across the country, to help with his whole mission and to give them a mission again. And that was something that really resonated with me when he approached us. Because at first he approached us and I was like, dude, you're crazy. I can't fucking
sell coffee.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even have any damn t-shirts out yet. You think I can make some fucking coffee? And then he contacted me and was like, no, seriously, like, we're going to do this. And I was like, okay. And then he sent some to me. And
My sample got here this week.
Have you tried it yet?
I tried one last night, and look, okay, I'm not a coffee drinker. Like, I drink the frou-frou shit from fucking Starbucks. This was really good, though.
Which one did you try?
Moonlight something?
Oh, okay. I haven't tried that one yet. I tried Sunrise Serenade, and that's the one that, like, literally tastes like you snuck a little bit of Jack in there.
Oh, like, yeah, that's the one I need to try.
Yeah, yeah. He hooked us up, like...
Oh, Moonlight Serenade, yep.
Moonlight Serenade, yeah. So very soon you'll be able to purchase your own bag of UVS coffee, and it would mean a lot to us, just because I was very wary about selling anything, because I don't want anyone or you guys to think that I'm trying to sit here and, you know, sell shit to you. But for us to be able to take that next step and have other products, and, you know, the LLC costs and even the podcast recording, like all these things cost, you know, money that's coming out of our pockets. So this would really help us kind of jump up to the next step as a, I don't know what we're going, where we're going yet.
We're
but
a community.
Exactly. Exactly. So more information to come on that. But Shrew, I would like you, if you would mind, to talk about, the 22 a day campaign.
So I started the 22 a day campaign, to show the faces of the veterans and their families and everything that we're losing to the 22 veterans a day committing suicide. It came to me when there was a sudden like uprise in the celebrity suicides. And so it was all over the news again, and everyone's making a big deal, and everyone, oh, I care so much, and this, that, and the other. And they only manage to post about it when it's celebrities. And that makes me so angry, because it's not just celebrities. It's such a big thing in our, you know, military veteran community. And so, you know, to put it out there and make people more aware of kind of what we're all dealing with every day, and make them realize it's not just a fad. So, you know, if you have pictures of anyone that you've lost to the 22, we'd love to see them post their story. Kind of raise more awareness for what's really happening that not everybody sees.
Yeah. When you came to me with that campaign, I was like blown away. And I think our community has been too, because it really has shown a light on the 22 a day in a way that, you know,
I feel like it hasn't before.
Yes. And I feel like everyone kept jumping, at least on my personal Facebook, because I, you know, everyone has a very wide variety of friends.
Oh, yeah.
Either people were posting, you know, the suicide hotline that I've never seen talk about right. suicide awareness in their lives, like people I've known for years. And I've seen, you know, veterans and veteran pages that are like, you know, fuck these celebrity, you know, suicides and getting angry. And I'm like, either side is not right in my,
right.
mind, in my eyes. We need to, as a community, really make this a lifestyle change, not a trend or fad to check up on each other, you know, call your brother, call your sister, call your fucking family, call your friends, call that spouse that her husband, you know, is deployed and you know she's not getting out of the house much. Like, just make those calls when you can.
And it makes such a difference. And even if it's not someone that you're concerned about, like, that may be suicidal, you know, just checking in on them, it makes such a difference for their day.
Yeah, and you never know. You never know who might need that phone call.
Never. I mean, they said that, and, you know, to go back to the one of the campaign's faces we posted a few weeks ago who had just a horrifically dark story.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone that the media interviewed about him said, we had no idea he was this bad. We never knew.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea he would turn, it would turn out this way. And so you never know what people are dealing with.
Yeah, and you never know unless you ask and you try to, you know, just be there. You don't have to be a, you know, trained therapist or psychiatrist. You just have to fucking listen. Yeah. And I tell that to people all the time, like veterans that, you know, they know I'm not a veteran, but I say to them all the time, you know what I fucking am? I'm a good listener. We're all good listeners.
Yeah.
I'll sit there with you all fucking night. If that's what you want, that's what I'll do.
And sometimes that's all people want is just to be heard. You know, you don't have to fix the problem. You don't have to validate it. Just, yeah, I fucking hear you, dude. You know?
Exactly. And, you know, being able to say, you can call me. You can call me day or night, anytime. And, you know, we'll work out what we can work out. I did it last night, and it was, like, a surreal experience to do it in person. But it just goes to show that, like, everyone needs that ear once in a while.
Yeah.
But any picture, any story you guys have sent us so far, for me, and I'm sure for you as well, Shrew, has given me, like, absolute chills.
Yeah.
Like, it does not ever change. I'll always feel like, and also the one thing that we do ask is that if this has been a recent thing, please let us know, just in case others have not heard the news yet. We don't want, the last thing we want is to find out this way. So please, if you do send us any submissions, just let us know if you wouldn't mind. But yeah, just message us directly on the page.
And we'll take them and put it out there
the best way we can. But I keep making these pauses. I'm sorry. What else has been going on the page? I feel like, we have to introduce officially Mother Goose and Raccoon.
Yeah.
If anyone has seen them around, they're in the comments lurking about. Mother Goose has been, her name fits
amazing.
It so fits well. Her so fucking well. And I know we went through like a whole vote about what her name should be, but I was like, Mother Goose just like,
it just fits.
It's perfect. And she is the most like I think I've like commented on like 5 of her personal Facebook posts, like, please adopt me. Can you adopt a 25-year-old? Would you be interested? Because you live the life I need to be living.
She's like chilling on the beach. She's got buckets of margaritas. She got 6 dogs. I mean,
like, what else could you possibly fucking ask for? She's badass as hell. And she is a veteran as well as a spouse of a veteran. So we love having her perspective as well as Squirrel. She's our other vet that, we have pop in and out, my little squirrel. But I do too. I miss her. We're going to get her on the show one of these days. The poor girl works overnights a lot, so she can never really time out.
With us.
Yeah. But hopefully one day she'll be able to hop on and say hey. But anyway, do you have anything else you would like to say before we
move
on to our next segment? Alrighty then. Well, you've been listening to Not Another Military Spouse. Brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spells, powered by WDVR DV Radio. My name is Al.
And I'm Shrew.
That is Shrew. And we will be right back.
DV Radio. Let's get it on.
We've got some bread made for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
You've been hearing from me about my book for the past 2 years on DV Radio. Now you can order a copy of PTS Dog, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and The Service Dog. Check it out on booklocker.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. If you choose to purchase the book on Amazon, please consider using smile.amazon.com and picking the DV Farm as your charity of choice. Buy your copy of PTS Dog, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and The Service Dog today, only at booklocker.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com.
MyDBStore.com, Ben will begin with item 69-17-76. Can I get stickers?
Yep.
I gotta get over your country decaf. Get over your country decaf. Who will hear a t-shirt? Anyone with a t-shirt?
Yep.
Let me get a picnic. Got a crazy bastard t-shirt.
Yep.
Now I got a mug, DV mugs. I got mugs. Let me hear DV farm coin with DV coins. DV farm coins with DV coins. Gone once, gone twice. Sold to MyDBStore.com.
You're tuned in to DV Radio, where the shenanigans never end. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse on DV Radio, powered by WDVR. I'm Al. I'm here with Shrew.
Hey.
How are you hanging in second segment here?
I'm excited.
Yeah?
I am. We got so many, I have so many things floating around in my head to throw into this one.
I do too. Honestly, after we had our little, pre-show discussion, I was, thinking of different ways to go about this. So, let's get right into it. We're going to talk about social impacts on the veteran spouse community.
Social media impact?
Oh, sorry. I'm still asleep, people. Social media impacts. Owl needs to go the fuck to sleep. Whatever.
Owl needs a nap. So do I. Let's just, take a nap instead.
Let's do that. Sorry, guys. We're going to pause and we're going to take a little snooze. And hopefully I'll be awake by then, but probably not. But, true. Okay. Social impacts. Do you want to lead off
the conversation? You said it
wrong. Wait, social media. Wait, what was it?
It's social media impact.
Social media impact. I hate myself.
It's okay because we love you. Oh my god. Owl, everybody.
Fuck. Bye, everybody. Shrew's taking over the show. I am firing myself. This is the Shrew show now.
24/7 bitches.
But anyway, now that my brain is not... Actually, I guess it still is jumbled.
It's just going to say it still isn't there.
Fuck! All right, Shrew, you're going to have to start this.
Okay.
Social media impacts.
There we go.
Yay.
So, I don't know. Social media, I think it's been great for our whole, community. Because, we can Skype with our families and everything in my house is making... noise right now. I'm gonna lose my shit. We can Skype our families and kind of bridge the gap from being so far away. Skype during deployments and Facebook connects everyone to basically everyone, which is a little creepy sometimes, but it's so nice. I don't know how people did this before social media.
Well, you know what's funny is if I'll post a picture or a meme of talking about FaceTime when you're deployed, or phone calls or stuff like that, our older, spouses will be we had letters. That's all you had was letters and maybe a phone call.
Yeah.
If you were lucky. And I'm just sitting here like, fuck. Like, how am I supposed to overanalyze what you're talking about through a letter?
Right? I can hear the tone with it. So I can, like, okay, yeah, he is pissed off. So.
Yes. And then on top of that, I have to wait for, like, myself to write you back, and then you get it, because we all know how long care packages take now. I can only imagine how long a fucking letter took then.
Right?
You know? So it's like, I am thankful every day that we have social media, and we have, because I don't know about, like, for you guys, but when Chappie was in Europe, the only thing we had pretty much was Facebook. Like, Skype did not work. Phone reception was not a thing. Like, all we had was Facebook, like, the FaceTime feature on Facebook.
We got, when he was in Germany, when my husband was in Germany, we got Skype to work, like, a little bit, but it was still really, like, shitty connection. So we did use Facebook Messenger a lot.
Yeah. Like, we tried Skype, but it was literally, like, 5 minutes of us going back and forth going, oh, you paused. Oh.
Oh, you're frozen. Can you hear me?
Exactly. So it would just be, like, even if we were in a good mood, we would just be in a bad mood by the end of the conversation, because, like, no one can talk like that normally.
Yeah, you can't have a conversation.
No. So in that aspect, I'm very grateful that we have it. And I'm very grateful that we have social media, because, you know, we can create communities like this. And, you know, I would have never been sitting here talking to fucking Shrew in Las Vegas.
And bring right us now. So many cool things. And like, some of the groups I'm in, they didn't exist when my husband went through basic, so I didn't have them, because I see all these, you know, families just now entering the military life, or, you know, girlfriends whose boyfriends are entering it, or their wives or whatever. And they're asking all these questions of, how does this work, and how does that work, and what do I do at the graduation, and can I wear this, and what do you guys think of that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice that they have that, because when he went in, I was just like, all right, let's fucking wing it. Let's go. I'll learn it as I go. Cool.
And yeah. So
it's just cool seeing the difference it makes, and it makes it so much easier for them. I sound like an old person right now.
You're like, back in my day. No.
In 2010.
No, but I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that the only real resource was like an FRG or like a key spouse situation. If you had questions, or, you know, or I know, like, for us, they did like pamphlets, and I was like, we live in 2018 right now, or 2017. Like, why the fuck are you giving me a pamphlet right now? I'm not going to read this. No offense. I'm
just y'all killing trees.
Out. Exactly. I'm like, fuck, I don't need this shit. But I guess then that was like, hell yeah, I got my pamphlet. And, like, you relied on that for your information for, you know, schooling, or, like, any resources you needed as a spouse to get on post or figure out any of that information. Now it's like, but you know what, the other, what?
Then you have to hope you don't lose the flyer like I always do.
Oh, I don't even remember when. Chappie Chappie just, like, threw it on the bed to me. I was like, okay. But the other side of that, with the pages, or at least like the four whatever pages, is that people rely on them a little bit too much at times, I would say. Just because, like, hey, Google is a thing where you can use that to be like, let me find out where this place is, or this. I get if you're like, I want like a personal
recommendation for a windshield guy.
Right, exactly. Like, I could have easily Googled windshield repair, but the one that she recommended to me happened to be like an hour away, but he would still come to me, and he didn't have a lot of orders, so like, it was just like one of those things. But if you're asking where, like,
oh no, you know what really gets me on those pages is when people say, oh, my kid is like bleeding out of his head and he's kind of losing consciousness, should I take him to the ER? What do you think you should do? Why are you on your phone or computer? Where is your child? Oh. We ain't doctors.
That happens so fucking often here.
So, it's all the time. And someone's like, well, I have this essential oil. No, bitch, you don't. No.
Don't try to fucking multi-level market me, bitch. Go take your baby to a doctor. A medical professional doctor. I don't know what I'm saying.
And not Dr. Reaper.
Exactly. Holy shit. But yeah, that's what really bothers me, is like, if they're like, where's the the bank on post? I'm like, GPS and Google exist.
Yeah. It'll get you there.
Yeah. But yeah, that's probably my two biggest pros and cons. I could go into more of a rant, which I probably will, but I'm curious what you think the downside is.
Well, like, I mean, that's one of the biggest ones is people just asking stupid questions and they're not using common sense anymore. Yeah. And then another one, I think we kind of touched on it earlier, is like the call outs and shit. Like we have rant pages here or like anonymous pages. And those are so bad because they can start so much shit and get so many people involved in things that they don't need to be involved in. Like, you know, one of the stories here from one of our rant pages made the news because somebody was being a fucking racist.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was glorious. And that was on a rant page where she's like, oh, it's safe. It's safe. Like, nobody's going to, you know, see this. No, it's on the internet. You're not going back.
No, you made this as a conscious decision as an adult, quote unquote, adult, that this was what you should fucking do with your time. Like, absolutely not. And I got this question, actually, shout out to PTS Dog. He was here with Nevermore, and he was kind of asking me questions about the page and how we do things. And he was like, how do you combat the drama on your pages and like all that? Because, you know, a lot of spouses, especially a lot of new spouses, are afraid to ask questions because they're afraid that they're going to get, you know, made fun of or attacked in these groups. And I'm like,
shreds.
Literally, like,
vicious fucking keyboard warriors.
Yes. And I'm like, I get it. I 100% get it if you're like, hey, I want to go back to school. I have some questions, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Absolutely fine. That shit's annoying to like dig through on the internet or like figure out on your own or sit in an office and wait for someone to talk to you about it. Like, you obviously want to have answers or have like personal opinions, and people are afraid to ask these kind of questions or even like simple questions about like, you know, BAH or, you know, whatever the case may be. If you're like new.
Okay, I have like a whole tangent about this. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So when I first got here, because we've only been at this base, like, this is his first base, we haven't moved, and we've been here for 7 years.
Yeah.
84 years. Mm-hmm. And so we've been here so long, and, you know, he got here and then he came home and we got married and I came here. And I was 19, which, yeah, save your commentary, people. I was 19 when we got married. I had never lived outside my parents' house. I had never dealt with insurance or anything.
Same.
And so, yeah. And that's the case for so many people. And so I'd go on our spouse's page, which is supposed to be not a safe place because I'm not that ignorant. And even then I wasn't. But it's supposed to be a place where you can get the answers you need, which a lot of times, sure, you can. But there were questions that I would ask and people would tear it apart. And they're like, well, you should know this. And it's stuff that's not like common sense. It's not stuff that you can Google because we've all been on the TRICARE website. Let's be real. There's no answers there.
No.
And they would just get vicious. And so I was like, all right, fuck y'all. I don't need this. And so, and I still see them to this day doing it to all these new girls. And I'm like, they're trying to learn, like they're reaching out, and that's something.
You know? They're not trying to be like, oh, my husband's going to figure all this out for me.
Yeah. And that's the same people that they'll ask questions, they'll get shot down. And then when they need something during a deployment, people are like, well, you should have known that before your husband left. And it's like, well, this doesn't line up, guys. This doesn't work.
No, and like that's why I'm sure a lot of these admins set these pages up so people could communicate and, you know, ask these questions that they need to ask. And unfortunately, you know, a couple bad eggs have fucking turned it into, you know, well, you should know what this is all about and blah blah blah. And I get if you're on a page, I know it's the seasoned spouses out there, and I get her whole mission and her community, and obviously like that's not where I would ask those kind of questions.
But
if you're on like your base's page or whatever, yeah, you should be able to ask like, hey, has anyone dealt with this before? Has anyone dealt with that before?
Right. You like know. When my daughter was going through all the, you know, turning blue shit, I had to join our our base's special needs group because I had never dealt with these referrals and these specialists and all this crap before, so I had to ask them.
Right.
And I was so grateful that we had that resource and all those people in one place that had that specific knowledge.
And were they helpful?
So much stress. They were, because I had, I had had one referral from the off-base hospital, but they can't give referrals, so I had to go to her PCM, and I didn't know if I had to do that or not. So they were like, yep, you have to go back to your PCM, he'll give you the referral, ask him to do it, you know, mark it stat or whatever, and then this will happen. And they were like, oh, okay, that's much easier than what I was anticipating I was about to have to do.
Right, going back and forth between like 50 people.
Yeah, and so it made it so nice. And I had something else to add to that, and now it's floated out of my head. But yeah, like, there's so many, I don't know, social media is awesome and also kind of a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, and I get there's going to be people that are like, oh, social media makes us, you know, not connect in real life and all this. And I agree to that to an extent, and I'll get into that. But at the same time, like, for someone like me or Shrew, who, like, we don't people well.
We don't play well with others.
I have, like, very severe social anxiety, and I know you're all asking yourselves, hey, why do you run a page where you talk to people all day? Well, it's a different kind of social anxiety that, like, you know, the outside world is not my friend.
Yeah, like, even sitting here, so when we're recording the show, we can see each other, and, like, I'm sitting here looking at Al, and I'm like, I can't make eye contact because I'm just so anxious, and I'm like, look at these pretzels. They're so interesting.
Same, girl. Same. That's why, like, it took me so long to live stream too, because I was like, I know I need to, and I know it helps, like, you know.
But it's so hard because you're talking to potentially two, at that point when you did like your first live stream, you're talking to 2,000 people potentially.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Oh yeah. If anyone goes back to my first live stream, I was like voice shaking. I think I live streamed for like 35 seconds, and I was like, thank you for being here. My name is Owl. And, like, Chappie had to, like, talk me through it, like, the entire time. And, like, you know. But, yeah, it's definitely for people like us that, you know, I don't do well in big groups. My brain will shut off very quickly if I'm out for a long time and I have to talk to people. And this isn't me trying to be, like, ooh, hashtag relatable. Like, no. I'm, like, this is my day-to-day life. Like, it's like, just
it doesn't work. And yeah. Like, you know, we've been here so long that anytime I make friends, they PCS before us, and then I make new friends, and then they PCS, and then we make new friends, and they PCS. So I'm like, well, fuck it, I'm not gonna go out of my way to make new friends when it's so difficult to do it and be out with people, and like, it's hard,
and people that you actually like
and get along with.
That sounds
it's so hard to weed out some of the crazy.
I know. And I fear it every day. And I had this conversation all week long about, like, that I need friends that are, like, you know, not internet friends. And I'm like, okay, I know. But it's so hard, especially if you don't work or if you don't, you know, get out very often. Yeah. Like, the most friends I make are, like, you know, spouses that are in my
Chappie shop.
Spouses that are in Chappie's squad. And that's fine. I love them. I get along with them great. But sometimes I need a connection in a group.
Different
way. Yes. And like, before, and I know I've talked about this before, but before I met Chappie, this was not my community. Not that I was against this, obviously, but like,
until you're in it, it doesn't click.
Right. And sometimes I miss the old, you know, groups I used to hang out in and the old, like, kind of friends I used to make. And
yeah,
it's hard to find when you live near on post and you don't really have interaction with those kind of people besides if you actually go out. I'm not going to sit there and, like, stalk someone and be like, be my friend.
Yeah,
I know you. I've seen you outside in the real world. Like, that's fucking creepy.
It's nuts. And, like, there's such a division, too, of spouses with kids and spouses without kids.
Yes.
And, like, I get it because, let me be clear, I hate other people's children. I have trouble liking my own some days. I don't like other people's children. So I'm like, I want to be friends with people that don't have kids. Or, you know, I made friends with some of the kids' parents from my daughter's preschool, and they're okay. And they have kids, and I can hang with them.
Yeah.
But to make friends outside of that, I'm just like, it's so hard. And there's just such a division between everybody, and it's like a competition, and it's so weird. It's like, why can we all just not agree to be cool and roll with it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make this joke, and you're going to hate me for it, but you're not a regular mom, Shrew. You're a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom.
So.
Fuck yeah.
you know how to, like, play along nice with people that have kids or don't have kids. But you're right. Like, I don't know about for you, but for Carson Pages, the new trend has been everyone's going to make their, like, post of, hey, my name's Delilah, and I'm 24, and I don't have any kids,
but I have
two furry babies. Will you be friends with me? Yeah. And then, like, the woman, then, like, nice chick that comes on is like, hey, like, you know, I have a five-year-old, but I really could use some friends. And, like, she's the one that gets ignored just because
she has
kids. Or vice versa. Like, if someone posts that they need friends and they have kids. And I get it. Like, it might be a little different just because you're maybe seeking friends for your children as well, which is something that someone like me, I can't provide you. But, like, I'll still hang out with you. You want to go to a Target run, girl? You want to go to the fucking park? I don't care. Let's go. Let's have a fucking day of it. You want to sit in my house and watch Netflix? Fine. Bring your kid. As long as your kid isn't sitting there and screaming the entire time, then we good.
Like, we have one of our friends, and so she lived here before her husband came here with the military. So they met, like, after he was in, he had already come to his first station, whatever, and she's a local. And save your jokes, people, because fuck you. And so they got married, and she doesn't have kids. And she didn't really want to be a part of the whole, like, military spouse club.
Yeah.
Which I totally don't blame her for obvious reasons already stated.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she has turned out to be one of my best friends. And, like, she loves my kids like her own. And she brings them gifts and dotes on them and offers to take them for me. You know, she came and sat with my older daughter when I had to take the younger one to the ER.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have kids. And I'm like, see, that's all it takes. Like, you don't have to do all that stuff. Like, come hang out with me when my kids are around.
Right. Or didn't you guys say, like, you do, like, Sundays, you'll watch, like, you'll binge watch your show.
Yeah. Like, she'll come over and we'll chill and eat and stuff our faces and, like, watch our shows and do whatever. And it's
no,
fun.
But that's, like, all you need. To me, that's all you need is someone to just, you know, show up and be there and sit in silence with me while I play on my phone, because that's what I do all day, is sit on my laptop and my phone and, you know, live my life on Facebook. But lost my train of thought. Owl, are you there? Earth Owl, you good?
Yeah. Earth Owl, wake up.
But the other side of social media, at least for me, and this probably isn't, like, very relatable to anyone, but maybe people that have, I know there's a lot of small business owners out there, and this is in no way a shade towards Chappie or any other veteran-owned business or business owner or whatever, but that's where social media does get to me, is we're both very obviously on our phones and on our computers and our tablets a ton, and trying to find the time to balance between, like, real life and internet life is very difficult.
It is.
Like, I know Raven, she went on a little, she doesn't want me talking about it, but she went on a little vacation, or, like, a little weekend with War Eagle, and War Eagle was like, hey, you can't, you know, I'd rather you not be on, you know, doing UBS work this weekend. And, like, yeah, that, like, kind of thing, like, I get that. I completely
totally
get that. For Chappie and I, it's something that's it's been a work in progress from the beginning of our relationship. People really need to realize the difference between social media time and being there in person, and not, like, I'm here, but I also have my phone in my hand. Like, you need to be able to shut off and shut down from social media interaction.
Yeah. And I've had to do that before, because I'm super guilty of it.
Oh, yeah, I am too.
And, like, The thing that I had to do was I downloaded this app, and it runs kind of in the background. You don't really notice it, but it'll tell you, oh, you've unlocked your phone this many times today. You've been on your phone for a cumulative, 11 hours. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's scary. I don't know if I want that.
It's awful. And I was like, oh, holy fuck. Like, all these other things I could be doing. And now, most of the time that I'm on it, I'm like watching TV or whatever. But still, that's time that I should be cleaning my house, which I'm avoiding because I don't want to. But like, I don't know, once you realize how much time it sucks up, you're just like, holy shit, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, it's really like, and I know too, on my phone I can look up like the percentage of how long or how much data or usage I have for every app, and like I don't allow myself to look on that because that's recipe for Owl to be crying, because I know I spend a lot of time on the internet, and I know Chappie spends a lot of time on the internet. And I know I ask a lot of you guys to spend a lot of time on the internet, and I know I've said this like 4 times already, but it is really important to make sure that you have that disconnect. And sometimes you need to force a break on yourself, and I have to force a break on Chappie a ton, especially in our communities where you have people that you need to, we get messages and people you need to attend to, and it's very mentally. It takes a toll on your brain once in a while. So
sometimes some downtime is good.
Yeah.
Something that just came to me. So when we first moved here, like I said, I was like 19. I knew nobody. I knew my husband, and he had about a week off from leave left over to, move me up here, get me settled and everything. And we lived in an apartment off base, and he's working 24-hour shifts, and I know nobody. And he's like an E2, E3. So it's not like we have money. I can't go out and do things.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, well, I can sit on my ass and watch TV and clean this one bedroom apartment. And now what? And so, I'd use our fastest page a lot to try to get to know people. And like we were talking about earlier, that's either good or bad. Like there's no in between. And so it was handy for that. But he would come home from work and he'd be like, well, what did you do? I did nothing because I know nobody.
And you're just... Go ahead.
Oh yeah, he like didn't understand because I was like, okay, you go to work for a day, like you know people. If you wanted to go do something, you could go do something with these people. I don't know anybody, and I don't work. At the time, I didn't because I hadn't gotten my transfer through yet, and I don't work. And how am I supposed to meet people?
Yeah,
like it's weird.
You just described like my probably, I've gotten a ton better since, but you've just described my first like 6 months here. Yeah. Like Chappie would come home from work and he'd be like, oh, what'd you get done today? And I'd be like, oh, I got some work done on my computer and I applied for some jobs and I danced around with the cat and I cleaned. And that's pretty much it. And like up until very recently, like that was my everyday. And it was hard because we didn't really understand each other's side of it. Like he didn't understand. Yeah. When he would come home and I would be like, so how was your day? What'd you do? And he'd be like, hey, I need like a half an hour to an hour to like not people, not talk. Cause he had to, be focused on whatever the task was for the day. And
it's like, you've been alone for however long, completely on your own.
Exactly. I'm like, the most interaction I have is either if I talk to myself or if I call my mom. And like, that's pretty much all I've got. So we both didn't really get it. And I still don't have friends that much here.
Me either, so I think.
Yeah, but there are ways around it. Like our new thing, for instance, is he'll work during the day. And when he comes home, that's when I'll go to the gym or I'll go out and get like my nails done or go for like a walk or a hike somewhere. And like that gives me an opportunity to get out of the house, A, and this is really good for anyone that has one car because that's where I'm at right now. And also on top of that, he gets that hour to kind of zen out, sit on his phone.
Have some alone space.
Yeah, watch a show. Because again, just like you said, we're in a fucking one bedroom apartment. Like I can only clean one bedroom so many times. Before I like, go crazy.
I'm in your brain again.
You are in my brain again. This is not fucking fair. People, Shrew, like, we'll both, and I know, I see her online on Facebook, and, like, so we'll get a message, or, like, we'll get a comment or something, and I, like, go to comment on it, and I'm, like, mid-typing out, and all of a sudden I see, like, boop, it pops up like Shrew commented or like answered, and I'm like, get out of my brain, because like I'll screenshot her exactly what I was going to go say, and it's the exact same fucking thing, and I don't understand because
we're just on the same like wavelength.
I know
it cracks me up though.
Me too.
Speaking of messages,
yes.
So the one we got the other day, which is the one she's talking about, actually, that I was like, here you go, person, like, have all this information. you know, there's people out there that want specific support groups for, you know, whatever you're dealing with, crocheters, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, well, hey, do you know of any, like, resources or groups or whatever for this particular thing? And I'm like, hey, you know, we don't have those, but you should make it. And they'll be like, well... saying like what? I'm not sorry. And the person will reply and say, oh, well, you know, I'm not a people person. I don't want to do that. How would you even do that? And it's like, well, we're not people. And, you know, you do it. And then look, you have this community of how many followers do we have right now? 7,947.
Yeah. I never in my wildest dreams thought that, you know, and I get we're still little people, but we have almost 10,000 of you that are somehow around for the fucking ride with our bullshit. And I thank every single one of you because,
oh yeah,
man, are we annoying. But, yeah.
We're like a tornado.
We are. And we're just going to sit here and, like, badger. We're going to honey badger you until you give in. And you're like, all right, y'all bitches deserve a like or a follow.
We do deserve a like.
We do. Which, by the way, everyone wants me to get the UVS logo on me, and I don't know why.
Do it.
I don't know why. Guys, Cappy just got his, and I'm like, dude, you waited till 400,000 people. Like, I'm still...
I don't know. 400,000?
He's about to hit 400,000, right? He probably, by the time this airs, will hit 400,000, but right now he's at, like, 390. I'll tell you the exact number. No, that's a lot of work. It's a 398-something. But yeah, so he swore at 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 that he was going to get a tattoo. Because he's not the first one. Like, there's like four or five other people that have it right now. And finally, he broke down and got it. And now he's being the biggest pain in the ass with this tattoo. Babe, it's scabbing. Babe, it's doing this. It's all crusty. What do I do? Is my arm going to fall off? Put your fucking Aquaphor on and shut up. That's what I kept saying to him all week. I'm like, dude, you have to be able to hang with this kind of stuff. Like, you have to know. You're not going to die. Your arm is going to be just fine. You're not going to get some, like, flesh-eating infection from a tattoo.
I mean, if he does, we're going to laugh at him. But...
oh, I'm totally going to laugh at him because that's my job as his wife. But, yeah. So, that's what I've been dealing with all week. I went off on a tangent. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Fuck.
My husband wants to get a tattoo.
He doesn't have one yet?
No, he doesn't have one. Well, he was Mormon. I have one. I have one on my ankle here.
Okay. Oh, very cute.
Thanks. Me and my sister and this other girl who's basically our sister, she's been around since before I was born, so she's more sister than I am.
Gotcha.
We all got it together, so that was really fun. But he wants to get a ring tattoo because he can't wear his ring at work. They can't even wear the silicone one.
Mm.
He's like, oh, these girls are always flirting with me, and I'm like, okay, that's life, like, whatever.
Yeah,
you don't need to get a ring tattooed on you. Like, if you want to, okay, sure, but like, he's like super OCD and he washes his hands 5,000 times a day.
So here's my thing with that. I have, like, multiple sides on this. Because my dad has my mom's initial on his finger. And I think it's super, super cute, super sweet. He's been, like, an outdoor guy his whole life. So he could – and I don't think even silicone rings were around when they got married, obviously. But even now, I don't think he would be able to – he would lose it or break it or something. And Chappie doesn't wear a ring either. He's like, I'll lose it or, you know, he'll forget.
My dad, like – my dad's a mechanic. He never wore a wedding ring.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, if you want to wear it, like, with your dog tags on your or some, I don't care, like, if that's what you want to do. But with your husband, I think you'd be really cute. If he does wash his hands a lot, it might affect it a little bit. Like, he might just have to, like, Yeah, he might just have to suck it up and not wash his hands. I know it sounds like shitty, but like for at least a week, he might just have to slow it, or like wear gloves or I don't know, something.
Because he's like super germaphobe.
If oh, I'm there with
dinner, him. Yeah, if he cooks dinner, he washes his hands more time than it takes to cook.
That's, yep. And I used to be so bad that like I wouldn't share a drink with people. I wouldn't really shake hands with anyone. Yeah. I definitely didn't hug anyone. So I totally get that. Fucking 110%. But yeah, I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I was on Fort Carson Army Wives again, like
Yeah.
So this wife comes on here and her poor little soul is like, hey guys, like I'm a nurse and I really want to get my husband's, I think he was airborne. I forget exactly what he was, but she wanted to get his rank, I believe, tattooed onto him as her wedding ring.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And I was like, girl, how do I tell you this nicely? Fuck no. Like, don't fucking do that.
Mission abort.
Yes. And everyone, there was probably like 200 comments by the time this was said and done of girls just being like, get anything else, like literally anything else. And she was like, well, I'm a nurse and like I can't wear a qualo band or a silicone band because this and this and this and this. And we were like, yeah, you can, or like just don't wear a ring or wear it on your neck or, you know, like, any other option besides that.
I just don't think like rings are that big of a deal, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, I don't wear a wedding band. I wear my engagement ring, but we never got around to getting a wedding band. I probably will get one at some point in life, but like, it's not a big deal to me, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't like things on my hands, so I just kind of never wear mine.
Yeah. It's like, I know I'm married to you. That's pretty much, you're pretty much the only person I need to know that I'm married to you because, yeah, I know.
Who else matters?
Right. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, but yeah, that was my funny little
Speaking of funny stories for the week, what? Not to, you know, go back, I have one now.
Oh no, girl, go.
Okay, you guys, so the other day I have my little 2-year-old. She's running around the house being all cute and adorable and whatever. And then she's down the hallway, so I don't see exactly what happened. But apparently she face planted and ate shit just fucking hard. Oh. And so she starts doing this weird cry, and my husband and I are both in the kitchen, and we're like, well, that's a weird cry. That's not normal. Because usually if she falls, she gets pissed off and yells for a minute, and then she's fine.
Yeah.
And so I go and like hug her and scoop her up and hold her and, you know, calm her down. It's just something weird. I'm like, okay. And then I notice an arm. And I'm like, what the fuck is on my arm? Why is my arm wet? What is this? It was a diaper full of diarrhea baby shit leaking out all over my shirt, all over my arm, all over her.
Oh no.
It's everywhere.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. 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 I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Fuck my life. So I move her so I can go lay her down to change her diaper. And my husband's like, holy fuck, what is that? There's this giant spot of blood on my shoulder because I guess she smacked her lip just right and just bleeding everywhere.
Oh my god.
Like, how did this happen? And so we finally look at her lip and like it's fine. She pinched it funny with her teeth when she fell or something, but she's fine. She's just like standing there while he looks at her. I'm covered in blood and baby shit and I'm just like, fuck. And to top it off, this was all over my custom-made shirt for the Gunslinger movie, The Dark Tower, that my neighbor made for me.
Oh my god.
So it had to soak in cold water for like a day and a half.
Is it salvageable or no?
It is. It came out. Okay, well, the blood came out so far. I'm still waiting to wash it. I'm scared.
You should be. I hope you're fine.
I hope so.
I just want to tell everyone that like when Shrew told us this story, she, first thing she did was sent us a picture of her arm fucking covered in blood. I was like, who bow and arrowed you? Like, how, I don't know how else your entire shoulder, arm, everything is just red in blood. I was like, shrew, who do I have to fuck up right now? Because
I felt the need to be dramatic.
I felt it. I felt the drama. Trust me. And then he told us the whole story and we were like, all right, fuck. But that sucks. I feel like, and not to use you as an example, but if anyone out there like myself is waiting to have children,
there's your birth control.
That is your birth control. That has been your message today, is unless you want all of that,
baby,
if you're ready for all
blood
of that. Yes. All in one. That's a two for one.
That was new for me. I'm with my second kid, and that was the first time that's happened.
Well, at least that was the first time that happened.
Let's hope there's not a second.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be more in the future. Not to curse
you. Don't put that on me.
That's okay. When I was, this is like a kind of a similar story, but kind of not. But when I was, the only bone I've ever broken was when I was, I think, 6 or 7. And we had a long, no, I was probably more like 3 or 4. We had a long hallway. And it was all wood. So I would play this game where I would throw a pillow on the ground and slide it. And as it was sliding, I would jump on the pillow.
Woo!
And make it into like a long hallway slide. So one time, I did that and I missed the pillow. So I just like face nose dove onto the hardwood floor as hard as a little 3 or 4 year old possibly. So I broke my nose, bleeding nose. I still have to this day, like if you look at my profile, I have like 2 very prominent bumps on either side of my nose that will probably never go away. So that's probably the equivalency of my parents dropping me on my head. Only I did it to myself. So if I ever act crazy, then that is why. Maybe that's why, right? I'm surprised I never told you guys that.
That explains a lot with my other kid.
Really?
Oh. So she's sitting on the arm of the couch one day, and she's like 3. Apparently it's a 3-year-old thing to just...
Apparently, yeah. Just fucking throw yourself as far as you can.
Yeah. And she's sitting on the arm of the couch, and I'm about to be like, hey, get the fuck down. Like, take care of your shit. She slides off the side of the couch, bounces off of her, like, hippity-hop thing sitting right beside it, and smashes her head into her wooden toy box, like, right on the bridge of her nose.
That's crazy.
It was really funny.
Did she hurt? Did she break any bones?
She didn't break herself, but she gave herself a good black eye, and she had a big-ass bruise on her nose.
Did she, like, look up, like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, she screamed for half an hour.
I bet.
Fucking wailed, and it was awful. I'm calling my husband, and he's at work, and he's on a call, so he can't answer, and I'm calling my mom. I'm like, do I take her to the ER? I think she's fine. And my neighbor's a nurse, so I'm messaging her. She's like, they can't do anything. It's fine. Just stay there and drink.
That's a good little piece of advice there.
Yes. Hashtag birth control.
Yes, this has been your birth control announcement from Unconventional Vet Spouse, and specifically from Shrew, because Owl doesn't have... I have adult children. I don't have children. I just adopt all the adults had an event last night,
Mommy.
And they were all fucking calling me mom. They were like, Mommy. Mom, I have pepper spray. Can I go spray this guy in the face with pepper spray?
Ma.
You're older than I am.
Ma.
You're...
Ma. Mom. 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 Mommy. Mommy. Mama. Mama. Mama.
What?
Hi.
How are you the supervision?
Literally. They're all like, Mom. Mom, can I have another beer, Mom? I'm like, I need to go. I need an adult at this point. I can't do this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, with that, I think we are about done.
Wrapping
up. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to the lovely people before we say goodnight?
Don't have kids, and if you do, have a lot of alcohol on hand. And also, ice packs.
Yes. Do I have anything else to say?
I don't know.
Don't have children unless you're ready.
Yeah.
And I say that as a person who's not ready. With that, we would like to say thank you for listening. This is Not Another Military Spouse by Unconventional Vet Spouse. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Also, our Unconventional Underground, which is our new closed group, which is more so for asking questions and finding resources. If you don't feel comfortable asking them in a more public setting, you can absolutely ask them there or message us at any point in time. One of us will always get back to you. But yeah, my name is Al. This is True.
Hey. Bye, guys.
Bye. Powered by DV Radio, WDVR. Okay, bye now. Bye for real. Bye.
DV Radio.